Today's responsorial psalm comes from Psalm 18, and the response was, "In my distress I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice." Now seems as good a time as any to give a brief reflection on the reality of distress and some ways of dealing with it. Distress is a feeling of anxiety, extreme worry or sadness or pain. The word distress even has that word stress built into it, in case we weren't sure how to define it. You know, stress can be caused by a number of different things. It can be caused by conflict. It can be caused by a crisis like the one our country and our world is going through right now. It can be caused by changes in our life when we experience condemnation or competition either, or the concerns that we're wrestling with. Stress can even come about when we have problems of conscience, and stress can lead to distress. In our fear, in our stress, in our distress, we can also feel that the Lord is far away from us. It's an example of one of those times where our feelings aren't necessarily telling us what's true. Believe it or not, Jesus himself knew what it was like to feel the pain of distress. Jesus, as we know, is a divine person. He's both God and man in his two natures. And so because of what's called in theology the communication of idioms, we can say that even God has suffered stress and distress because Jesus suffered it. When Jesus was about to go into the Garden of Gethsemane on the night that he was betrayed, St. Mark writes that he, quote, "took with him Peter and James and John and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, 'My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch.'" Mark 14, verses 33 through 34. So what can we do when we're wrapped in the pain of stress, when we're wrapped in the pain of distress? Well, the first thing we should do is call to mind, again, that Jesus suffered some of what we're suffering. And the distress that he suffered was even more intense than anything that we go through. That's why it's good to have a crucifix or an image of the crucifix close by us to remind us of Jesus' suffering so that we can identify with him in our own suffering. We want to remember that whatever we're suffering, Jesus, of course, says that he's suffering it too, because we are his body, we're the church. So whatever the body suffers, which is the church, the head, which is Christ, also suffers. And the sufferings of Jesus are redemptive. And so that means that our sufferings are redemptive and they're purifying as well. Let's try to hold on to that truth when we're in the midst of the storm of distress, focusing on Christ, focusing on Our Lady. It brings us to the second point, that stress and distress, what are they meant to do? They're actually meant to push us into the arms of Jesus and Mary. Let's learn to turn our distress into a prayer. That's what the psalmist did today when he said, "In my distress I called upon the Lord and he heard my voice," Psalm 18, verse 6. Psalmist also says in Psalm 56, verse 3, he says, "When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you," referring to the Lord. In his own distress, what did our Lord do? Right after he told the disciples that his soul was very sorrowful, St. Mark writes, quote, "And going a little further, he fell on the ground and prayed," Mark 14, verse 35. Lastly, let's not be afraid to turn to other healthy, stress-reducing techniques. Exercise is one of the best ways to reduce stress. At least 20 minutes of exercise a day, at least 3 times a week. What does that do? It releases in our body endorphins. Endorphins are natural mood elevators. They actually make us feel better. Also, to relieve distress, focusing on pleasant images, meditation, Christian meditation, imagining ourselves with our Lord, even journaling, writing thank you notes to people for whom we're grateful, and talking with trusted people about what's distressing us. These are all healthy ways of relieving distress. There are some other things we can do as well. How about releasing any resentment and bitterness that we have in our hearts and extending forgiveness to those who've wronged us? That's spiritually and psychologically very helpful. Also, eating healthy foods, having a pet that they can play with is actually a stress releaser. Listening to stress-reducing music, even playing fun games with loved ones. And there are these and other healthy ways that we can find to relieve the stress in our lives. And these are all things that can help be helpful for us to engage in during this time of in our country, which is a very difficult time for us and for the world. May Our Lady help of the sick and comfort of the afflicted. May she be a guiding light for us and help us to deal in a positive way with what's distressing us. And may our stress and distress be motivators for us to grow closer to her and to our Lord.